Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
All right. So, Michelle, we've got three great questions. Let's deep dive into the first one.
Okay.
Which, interestingly, is something that I studied in my laboratory at the National Institutes of Health forever. And that is, what is the gold standard for a high cholesterol testing?
Cortisol testing.
Oh, did I say cholesterol?
You did.
That's because I was thinking about cheese. No, cortisol testing. Now, cortisol, you know, is stress hormone. So let's just get to it. First of all, there are a lot of people out there who think that they can just get one quick blood test or a salivary, you know, testing kit and get one or two salivary, in other words, they're testing your saliva to measure your serum stress hormone or cortisol. And that's not the what you do at all. I'm going to give you all a caution out there. You should never, ever be testing your cortisol without some guidance from an expert, an endocrinologist, you know, a specialist, a primary care person.
You got it.
Because you don't know how to interpret these things. This is much more complex than you think it is. So let's just say that based upon symptoms and an examination, your primary care person says, okay, we need to order some baseline testing on your cortisol. The first thing they'll ask you to do is a 24-hour urine. Honey, it ain't easy. You're dragging around a jug and you're peeing into it. Okay?
Lovely.
Yeah, I know it's like real special. But it gives you a pretty good indication of whether or not something right off the bat is wrong, because there are specific ranges here of your stress hormone. If you wanted to actually get elegant and watch what happens with your stress hormone or cortisol throughout the day, I'm going to tell you, from all the years I did research in the field, you've got to do 7 blood tests throughout the day, or 7 salivaries throughout the day. And even with that, you need an expert like myself to interpret it. So, you know, don't be running out there wondering what your stress hormone is, because this is so much more complex. Always work with a specialist, and then you'll know exactly what you need to do. So that's the first question.
And wait a second, Pam. Let's be clear. Yep. What is a specialist? I mean, you cannot go to one of these doctors that gets a degree after 8 hours, and
they're
the ones who are doing this cortisol testing and putting
they're making money. Yeah, don't go there. You have to go to a board certified, you know, primary care physician or an endocrinologist, board certified, who really knows what they're doing here. Don't be, you know, grabbing someone off the back of a matchstick cover, because that's not what it's about. And you can't control cortisol by popping specific pills.
No.
I mean, don't even go there. So don't go to GNC and think you're going to control stress somehow. You know, you might want to try meditation, just saying. All right. So the second question is, how can I break my sugar addiction?
Yeah, how can I break my sugar addiction, Pam?
Okay, Michelle, put that down. I saw that little Twinkie there. Okay, so
Cookie dough.
What, I mean, I'm not here to promote my book, but I will anyway.
I
did write the consumer book on sugar addiction and food addiction.
Awesome.
And it's called The Hunger Fix. Thank you, Michelle.
But seriously.
When I wrote The Hunger Fix, I laid down all of the science you need to understand about this. The most important thing you need to do right now is get off those foods for which you feel you have no control. So that if you look at that food and you say to yourself, if I eat this, will I feel a loss of control? Second question, if I eat this, whatever it's in front of me, could be a beverage too, will I feel shame, blame, and guilt afterwards? If the answer is yes and yes, run, all right? Because whatever it is not working for you, and you just keep reigniting your brain the same way over and over again. So who needs this? Come on. So seriously, sugar addiction and food addiction is real. It's real out there, number one. Number two, refined sugar is what we're talking about here. That's the white table sugar stuff. And it is, according to research, equal to, if not more addictive than cocaine, heroin, and morphine. Hello, girlfriends. Are you listening to me? It's real. So when I wrote the Hunger Fix, I made it clear.
It's hard to get off of.
It is hard to get off of. You will go through a detox, but you know what you need to do? You know, all you have to do is just switch out healthy whole food options for that sweetness. I use stevia, you know, great herbal, and I know you do too, Michelle. It tastes really good. You could actually use things like raw honey and maple syrup. But, you know, I use vegetables like beets and carrots, and at the same time,
natural.
You know, fruit. Yeah, I mean, we do it all the time. Put that banana down. I saw you with that, Michelle. So that's the way you want to really drill down on. And if you want to hear more, just go to my website, which is drpampeak.com. Okay.
Oh, buy the book, The Hunger Fix, because honestly, I mean, I'm not trying to promote the book, Pam, but clearly it saved and changed my life because I was so addicted to cookie dough, as I told you, you know, in secret, and it's now out, but it changed my life, completely changed my life, and changed the way I ate, and I feel
and
so much
that.
Better, so it's great.
Well, moving right along, question number three is, what are the symptoms of an eating disorder? And we all know that eating disorders are a group of conditions marked by an unhealthy relationship with food. There are three main types.
Yes, so first one is anorexia nervosa. This is characterized by weight loss, often due to excessive dieting and exercise, sometimes to the point of starvation. People with anorexia feel they can never be thin enough and continue to see themselves as fat despite extreme weight loss. So what are the symptoms? Dramatic weight loss is number one, wearing loose, bulky clothes to hide weight loss, preoccupation with food, dieting, counting calories, etc., refusal to eat certain foods such as carbs or fats, avoiding mealtimes or eating in front of others, preparing elaborate meals for others but refusing to eat them, exercising excessively, making comments about being fat, stop menstruating, complaining about constipation or stomach pain, and denying that extreme thinness is a problem.
Okay. Now we've got bulimia nervosa, and this is a condition marked by cycles of extreme overeating known as binging and oftentimes followed by purging, and that's basically like vomiting, for instance, and some people even purge with physical activity, and so you have to watch out for this. This is very, very, you know, much more common than anorexia. And as well, those are the main symptoms. You're looking at binge eating, disappearance of large amounts of food in a short period of time, and constantly going on yo-yo dieting. Binge eating disorder is also characterized by regular episodes of extreme overeating and then feelings of loss of control about eating. And the signs of binge eating, you know, include, right?
For binge eating, you've got the evidence of binge eating, including disappearance of large amounts of food in a short time or finding lots of empty food wrappers or containers. Hoarding food is another sign. Hiding large quantities of food, wearing baggy clothes, skipping meals, and constantly dieting.
Absolutely. So here's the deal. Now you've heard about the three main eating disorders. You know what you need to do? Don't keep it to yourself. You need to seek the help of a professional. The International Association of Eating Disorder Professionals, or IADEP, is something you can Google very quickly, and you will be able to find a professional in your area. The other issue is you may also need in residence, and there's plenty of institutions to help you as well. Well, there you have it. Ask her. Three questions. We had the answers. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson.
Ladies, we love answering your questions. Keep them coming. You're listening to Radio Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.